So Acts chapter 1, as you probably know, it records for us how the Lord ascended to heaven. He went into the glorious presence of God, there to be our intercessor. And then the apostles and a few other disciples are left, and the Lord's told them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Holy Spirit, for the empowering gift of the Spirit to begin the mission, their mission. And look at what it says in verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. With one accord, they were together and there was a real unity amongst them. One accord, the experts tell me about the Greek word that's translated there. One accord is a great translation. Because it's about lots of, it's a word that means lots of disparate voices coming together as one, like a choir, or like different instruments in an orchestra that all come together in a harmony. And so there was a harmony in the church, all the different voices and different personalities and different backgrounds, but there's a spiritual unity, so there is one. There's a unity of mind, because they're one in the truth, they know the gospel, and they're faithful. There's a one in love, that they care for each other. There's a powerful oneness, that they're in one accord, that they're united in prayer. But then, of course, if we carry on and turn over the page to chapter 2, you'll hear the same word. So the beginning of chapter 2 and verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So again, this is the day the Lord had chosen for the fulfillment of the promise, celebrating the giving of the law. But now he's going to write the law on his people's hearts. And the Holy Spirit is outpoured. But what's the church doing? It's having a prayer meeting. And again, what's emphasized to us? One accord. That togetherness in one place. And the Lord grants the blessing. As we've said earlier in the week, what's the blessing that above all we're to ask for under the new covenant? The work of the Holy Spirit. Building up the church, edifying the church, and converting lost souls. Do we want to see that? Are we serious about that? The only way, the pattern in Scripture, is we be of one accord in prayer, that the Lord would bless. But that's not the last time we come across this word. So if you look ahead to verse 46 in chapter 2. So now, in the early days of the New Testament church, as it's growing and many Jews are being saved, it says in verse 46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. And again, as you probably know, there's the practical outworking of the unities emphasized in this passage here. They were sharing with one another if anyone was in need, in and out of each other's houses. But one accord, in prayer, in worship, again, the unity, and God grants the blessing. But that's not the last time you'll find one accord in the book of Acts. Turn to chapter 4 and verse 24. So the context in chapter 4 is the apostles have been threatened by the authorities in Jerusalem, told to be silent and not to speak about Jesus. And so what does the church do? It doesn't look to any human strength or any human wisdom. In our terms, they don't go to a lawyer, they don't go to an MP, they don't start a protest in the streets. They hold a prayer meeting. And look at what it says in verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. And you know that then they receive another mighty work and presencing of the Spirit, and they're filled with boldness. But it's such a clear pattern, isn't it? That the church in one accord is blessed. So it's very, very simple tonight, but the difficult bit is doing it and implementing it. Are we willing to so value being in prayer together that we'll work at our unity? We'll make that prayer meeting a priority, that we'll seek the Lord together. And our unity is not based on anything human, natural. Our unity is in Christ. We are all part of his new creation, born again of his Spirit. We're his set-apart holy people. Who we were before, in a very real way, doesn't matter. And what unites us is the truth in Christ, the Spirit of Christ, the love he's put in our hearts. And that transcends and is far greater than whatever human differences there are. And that's what we want to see growing in us and seen in how we're of one accord in prayer together. So I plan to say more, I suppose, tomorrow. But again, I just want to challenge you, brothers and sisters. Will you wrestle with God in prayer? Will you persist? Will you meet in the prayer meeting together as a top priority if we're going to really seek God's blessing? Let me pray for us. Our gracious God and Father, one of the wonderful, beautiful blessings you've given us in your Son is you've made us one. And in Christ, you've put an end to all the divisions, all the differences or animosities that there are between different people. But we're all equally guilty of sin. And we're saved through one Saviour, made part of his one body. And we share, Lord, in one faith, one life together. And we thank you, Lord, that this is a wonderful thing, that you've joined us together. And we thank you, Father, for your meticulous sovereign control that over all things, so that each one of us here is not here by accident or chance, but because you brought us to be here and part of this church and this body. And Lord, we see and we hear the pattern in the scriptures of how important it is for your people to meet together and pray. That this is where you bless. When there is unity amongst your people, when your people are of one accord. So please, Lord, make us such as a church. Please, Lord, may we be united in the truth. Lord, may we be united in fervent love for one another. Lord, may you stir us up to be one in mission together. And we pray, Lord, that in one accord, you would hear us, Lord, and you would bless us. Bless us as your people. We pray, Lord, the church might prosper and grow and develop her gifts and Christ-likeness. So please, Lord, according to all your great promises, please bless us as we pray together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.